And here we go.
This is Happening with Mark Zito and Ryan Sampson.
I'm Mark Zito.
I'm Ryan Sampson.
And this is Happening. Back again.
All right.
Yes. It's still 2020.
Yes.
And I know that because people remind me every day. They say, Happy New Year. And I want to be like, we're like 10 days into this, maybe even more. Why are we still doing that?
That's really what you're annoyed about?
Well, I'm not annoyed. It's just like, it's uncomfortable because you kind of got to remember, like, who'd you already do the Happy New Year to?
Do you?
I think so. I just can't walk by somebody. Like, if I said Happy New Year to you every day,
yeah,
that would be weird. You'd be like, what type of mental disorder does this guy have? It's really hanging on to the New Year. But when people, like, you get back to work this week. I feel like most people went back to work this week. This past week, that is. And it's like, you get there and everyone's like, Happy New Year. And it's like, well, come on. I don't want to. I'm back here. I don't want to, like, it's fine. I understand that I have to go to work. It's a necessary evil. But, like, I'm not psyched about
it.
My New Year was better when I was on my couch at home.
I've stopped saying it to people, but I don't get like, ugh, when people say it to me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
On February 24th,
okay.
Right? Somebody was like, Happy Valentine's Day. Wouldn't you be like, what? Why are you doing that still? It was 10 days ago?
But Valentine's Day is only like one day. This is like a whole new year.
So are you telling me I have until like July 1st if we're rounding up to like, you know, it's still a new year?
No, but make it an equivalent like a new car, right? So like, it's still a new car. So what, you can only call it like, hey Mark, nice new car, only on the day you bought it?
All right.
So 2 weeks later, it's not new anymore?
Well, I'd be like, I thought we already did this. I already posted it to Instagram. I already let everyone know I have a new car. The new car is no longer new to me. I've been living in this year. The other thing is like, when somebody didn't get you a gift over Christmas, and then they're like, oh, I forgot to get you this. And like, if it's good, sure. Keep giving the gifts, right? But, like, I don't need a tin of cookies the first week of January.
Where do you? It depends on how good the cookies are.
Not good enough. Do you know good cookies? Like, I'm over it.
Would you rather, if somebody gives you cookies for the holiday, would you rather they bake them themselves or they came from the store?
We've been through this and...
We have?
Came from the store.
Okay.
1,000,000% came from the store.
See, I'd rather have them made.
Yeah, see.
Because the store cookies are always like hard and crumbly. Like every store cookie you buy is always hard.
But sometimes they're soft. And the main thing about store cookies is they are made by professionals. They are made by people who bake for a living. All right. So if you just give me like some homemade cookies, and we've discussed this.
You work for near minimum wage in a factory and you're suddenly a professional baker?
I don't mean Oreos. I'm talking like you go to a bakery. Who's giving somebody a sleeve of Oreos? You know what I mean? Is that ever like that? No one gives out cookies like that. No one's like, here's a big old pile of Nutter Butters.
Yeah, but if you buy a tin of cookies, it came from a factory.
Oh,
it didn't come from somebody with care.
Anyway, I get that. Don't give those at all. Somebody each year gets me a gift. It's like either hot chocolate mix or a tin of cookies. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
There's somebody who sends me every year a pack of retro candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a giant tin of all retro. So there's Tootsie Rolls, right? That's a little retro. But then there's like the Root Beer Barrels and the strawberry candy.
What do they do with this?
No, they're all my favorites.
You would like crap candy.
Yeah, no, like the little strawberry ones that look like the wrappers look like straw. Those are some of my favorites.
Wait, you like the candy that is in the bowl that everyone's like, ugh, crap candy?
Yes.
Like, do you like candy corn?
No. But like Root Beer Barrels? Do you know the Root Beer? You remember the Root Beer Barrels?
Kind of. I mean, I know what you're talking about when you talk about the strawberries that look like strawberries, the wrapping at least.
Yeah.
But like, another problem post-holidays is that my mother-in-law got me a shirt.
Okay.
And it didn't fit. And then I guess like they went and they had another size bigger just in case, which also didn't fit.
Yeah.
So then she was like, I'll just send you a check. And I was like, whatever. And now in my mind, I'm like, yes, that would be great. That's what I would have wanted in the first place. I don't need any more clothes.
See, I think we've talked about this before.
We have.
I feel so bad because my mother always wants to buy clothes.
Yeah.
And
we talked about this like a month ago.
I feel so bad because she tries so hard, but it's just like.
So I thought I was getting a check and it was like done deal. And even then I was like, I don't need a check for whatever this costs. It couldn't have been, you know, not like I'm getting a $200 check, you know?
Right.
And no, we haven't. We are still looking for a shirt for me. So now the problem becomes that no matter
what. $200 shirt?
No, I'm not saying it's I'm saying it's not like the check was going to be
$200. Okay,
that's why I was like, I don't care.
It was going to be like $40.
Yeah, it was just like, don't even bother. It's fine.
Okay.
You know? But now the problem I have is no matter what the shirt is, I'm going to have to wear this shirt all the time. There's like a lot of thought and effort that's gone into this shirt.
Do you have to wear it all the time or just when you see your mom?
I mean, I guess just it's my mother-in-law. It's even worse.
Oh.
At least if it was my mom, I would just be like, I don't want that. Just please don't do this.
Yeah.
You know, like she got me a bunch of shirts and I was like, I can't keep all these shirts. So I just returned them to JCPenney because I live right near a mall. And they were like, $25 can go back on your JCPenney card or something. And I was like, it's not even mine. It's my mom's.
See,
then I told her, I was like, there's $25 going back in your card. And she's like, do you want me to send you a check? And I was like, no, it's fine. Let's just forget this happened.
One thing my mom got me is she got me a couple pairs of jeans.
Okay.
And they were the wrong size right away. I'm like, these aren't going to fit.
Too big or too small?
They were too long.
Okay.
They were too long.
All right.
And so I guess too big. But then I'm like, and she's like, well, you don't want to try them on. You don't want to get them hemmed. And I'm like, no.
No.
She's like, why? I'm like, Mom.
Because I could just buy jeans that fit. Why would I do this?
Yeah, well, no, I'm like, Mom, you bought them from L.L. Bean. I don't wear dad jeans. Like, no matter what, you know that no matter what, L.L. Bean jeans are dad jeans. And like, no, I just, no.
What type of jeans do you wear?
Not dad jeans. Yeah, these are Mavi, right?
What is Mavi?
M-A-V-I, is that
how you
say it?
I only wear Banana Republic jeans.
I used to wear the Gap ones, but they quit making my size.
Oh, jeez.
Because I have very short legs.
You do?
I'm a 27 and a half inseam.
Okay.
So, really, I have to go through this website that makes the custom inseams because, if you go to a store, no one sells 28s.
Oh.
Yeah. I need 28s. No, you can't get anything below 30. It's like whoever decided that sells jeans, that everyone's legs are over 30 inches.
I don't know what size jeans I'm wearing. I'm going to check, though. We're going to find out.
You're going to take your pants off?
Yeah.
Mark is taking his pants off.
I'm looking at him. All right.
You don't know your jean size?
Yeah, it is what I thought it is.
What is it?
I wear the 30s. These are 33 30s.
And how are they long, short on you?
I mean, they're about right. They shrink a little. I wash the hell out of them.
But 30's the shortest you can buy in a store.
Yes, I would like to talk about some other sizes in case anyone would like to get me a gift. I'm an 11 in Nikes. My shirts, I generally wear an L to an XL.
Okay.
You know, just like to just let everyone know out there. But anyway, don't give a gift after the holidays. Don't give me a tin of cookies and like you know when you get a gift from a coworker and it's like, here's a trinket of 3 Godiva chocolates. Like, what am I going to do with 3 chocolates?
Yeah.
Just stop it.
Just make it alcohol. You can always drink alcohol.
I guess. But even that, in New York, at least for me, that's a pain to get home. I'd rather just forget it. We work together. That's where this interaction can end. If you come to my house, bring a gift to my house.
Buy me lunch.
Yeah.
Right? Bowl of soup.
Ugh, even that. Then it's like it's forced time to get through. I don't want to do it.
My friend bought me a t-shirt. That was nice. I had a couple friends buy me gifts this Christmas I wasn't expecting.
Oh.
Yeah. One bottle of vodka, one t-shirt. They were just little things, but I'm like, oh, now I feel bad because I didn't get you anything.
On the subject of coworkers and gifts, I mean, I didn't get a gift from this person, but a coworker of ours said something to you about me.
Yes. Yes. So one of
we don't have to name names. I don't care.
Okay. But she's an office favorite.
Okay.
One of the longest employees here, right?
Great. Whatever.
Probably. But I was, I host the morning show on Hits 1. Mm-hmm. I host the morning mashup on Hits 1. So I am a morning person in the office, right? You don't see me hanging around the office at 4 in the afternoon often.
True.
Because I work in the morning and I'm gone. So I'm here to do this with you.
Yeah, to record our show. This is happening, which you're listening to right now.
And I'm sitting in the little, break kitchen area of Sirius XM here. I've got a cup of soup that I'm eating.
Of course.
Just enjoying it.
Yes.
And this person walks by and, oh, Ryan, what are you doing here? This isn't your normal time. And I said, oh, I'm just, recording This Is Happening with Mark. She's like, oh.
What?
He never says hi unless he needs anything, and then turns around and walks away, like just disgusted that I even brought you up.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I laughed very hard because I'm like, yep, sounds like Mark.
Probably true. Probably true.
You know it's true.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
That woman, the way she says that implies, like, she's walking by me every day, like, hello. And I'm just like, go F yourself and just keep going.
No, 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 no. She said never stops by. As in, like,
what? Why am I supposed to go visit her like she's my friggin' grandmother? Why? Of course I don't go see her unless I need something. Wait, that's what she said? I thought you said I didn't say hi to her in the hallway.
Well, I think,
I'm just supposed to swing by her office and pay tribute?
I think so, yes.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, I don't even think you need to stop and, like, have a conversation, but when you're walking by and she pops her head up, like, wave in and say, hi.
No! What? This is ridiculous.
I love how mad you are at this.
Dude, this is crazier than I thought. I at least, because people, I want you to know. My initial thought was that she implied to Ryan, like, we walk by each other every day, and she's like, hey, Mark, good morning. And I just laser focus by, like, I don't say a word, which is crazy. Obviously, when somebody says hello to me, I say, hey. But her argument that I never stop by her office unless I need something from her, that's what work is. We're not friends. I'm not going to stop by and be like, did you watch Downton Abbey last night? Let's sit and dish about it. Like, what?
But you understand that this person is the bond for the whole office, if you want to say it that way. Connected to all departments, friends with everybody. She's used to, like, having
people.
Why
are you treating her like a mascot? I don't understand.
It's not a mascot, but it's somebody who's been here, is an office favorite. And so, like, I think that, like, she's got such a warm...
Kiss the ring? No!
No, it's not a kiss the ring thing. It's sort of like, why doesn't Mark like me?
She's very nice. I do like her. I'm just, like, not stopping by. Like, he only comes to my office when he needs something. It's like the mailroom guys being like, Mark only calls me when he wants to know where his mail is. Well, yeah.
But if there is a good description of you, Mark.
Okay.
Hold on. You definitely have a, you will definitely seek somebody out when you need something. That's where that comes from.
Do I normally take very good care of them, though, if they come through for
Absolutely.
Me? Okay. So I look at that as a two-way street. That's what life is. I'm not just calling everyone I've ever met in my life on a cycle every 3 days to be like, hey, Brian, check it in. Yeah, I don't need Coachella tickets or anything right now because, you know, whatever. Just want to see how you are. Okay, bye. Because that's what people do with me.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't reach out to me unless they need something. Dad. You get that all, hey, here you go. Because much like Ryan hosts the mashup, when I'm not doing this is happening, I put on a bunch of our events.
Yeah, you are not wrong.
And people be like, hey, I heard you're doing a Lady Gaga show. And I'll be like, yep, hey, yes. I know we haven't spoken in a while. Sure. You want to come?
But tickets.
So, like, that's sort of how it is. But now, when I see this woman in the hallway the past couple, since I've learned about this, I've been like, hey, how's it going?
Now she obviously knows I said
no,
something
I don't
to
think
you.
So I just said it, hey. I say, hey, what's up? First name. I just walk by her because I don't know what she wants from me.
Nothing. Affection. Love.
Affection and love.
That's it.
You realize that you don't think this is bizarre? Because I know eventually she's going to hear this and you're just afraid to say, like, I want to be like, I like her a lot. I didn't know that I had to like, do you realize how weird it would be if I just walked in this woman's office, plunked down, was like, so what's up with you? She'd be like, what is happening?
No, it would be weird for you. I don't think it would be weird for her. I think she would very much enjoy it.
I can understand
it would be, you know, you, that's not who you are.
I didn't know that this was a problem between us.
But no, more I want to know, now that you're going
also,
like...
For what it's worth, I ask her for something maybe once a year.
Yeah, which means you only talk to her once a year.
I talk to her in the hallway. I don't go seek her out to bother her. I assume if she's at work, she's working.
This makes me laugh so hard. You don't understand. Because I knew the minute she said it. First of all, she was so upset at you.
Oh, like, my God.
So upset at you. And just like, because her and I have a great rapport.
Oh,
right?
Fantastic.
And the fact she just like gave me that look and walked away. I'm like, oh.
She started to hate you based on me.
Yes.
Huh.
Like she was mad at me that I was like hanging out with you.
I know. What are you? Do you ever stop by her office?
Okay, well, if I see her in her office, I will stop, poke my head in, and say, hi, how are you?
Good day, it's me, Ryan Sampson.
And keep
morning
walking.
Morning mashup.
Yeah.
Sunshines and rainbows. Okay.
But that's my job, though. I'm supposed to be like the office mayor.
What? What gave you that idea?
Well, if you're the on-air guy, you're supposed to be like all jolly and nice to everybody, unless you're like the conservative
type of our
firebrand. What do you mean? What type of what?
I don't know any on-air person that walks around and you're like, hey, what's up? Let's go. Except maybe Rich Davis.
Yeah.
Like maybe Rich Davis.
Rich is the best at
it. From Covino and Rich.
Rich is the best at it. I'm a shell of Rich at it, but I think it's important.
Rich has started doing this new thing with, not new, but I've noticed something about Rich, and I do this too, and so now I wonder if, like, I'm annoying people.
Okay.
Like, we'll text, like, real quick, like a little thing. I'll text him a note, and he'll text back.
Yeah.
And I'll text something, he'll text back, and then he'll call me.
Okay.
Like, immediately.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, I've done this before because I'm, you know, a phone guy, but part of me is like, ah, oh, jeez. Like, do I have a phone call now? I love Rich. Rich is one of my really good friends. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes. No, he does that. It'll be two texts and then a phone call.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know? Are you like a phone guy or are you? I do this to you all the time, actually.
I am much more a phone person. I would much rather talk on the phone. Like, if we're going to have an actual catch up, I'd rather do it on the phone. You can't do it on text.
I agree.
Especially with somebody like Rich.
Yeah.
Because he's like, we're both very, all three of us are very ADD. We're very like, you can't hold a text conversation.
Do you think this woman at the office, if I got her cell phone number, maybe I could text her every so often and that would be nice?
Oh, no. I think...
I want to make her my best friend. I want to be her secret Santa.
Okay. I know how to do it.
I
think honestly, because this is somebody who likes the celebrity factor of our office.
Yeah.
And you're very connected to it.
I know, which is, I want to be like, you're acting,
Mark's like, I'm done with this. I'm so frustrated.
Is it possible? Do you think that your relationship has been hurt by your association with me?
Yes.
Well, not the first time that's happened either.
No, but at least in that moment, yeah. Maybe she didn't realize that, like, it's like, oh, he never says anything unless he wants something. And then,
why didn't you back me up? Why did you just start laughing? Why weren't you like, Mark, there's more to Mark than you know. He's dealing with a lot. That's what you can do. Whenever somebody's like, I don't like that person, be like, well, they're dealing with a lot right now.
No one ever says they don't like you.
I know.
There's not a lot of there are not a lot of people that don't like Mark Zito, but there are certain personality traits that stick out
that people oftentimes notice. If you don't like me, I'll spend a long amount of time and eventually you'll be like, he's fine.
Trying to get you back.
Yeah, and I do.
Yes, you do. But that's what I'm saying. Like, Mark, it's not like people don't like you. It's that you have personality traits that are very forward and get noticed.
You know what's interesting that I can't seem to... reconcile with myself.
Okay.
Is like, I will say, like right now, this woman that we're talking about, I'm just like, oh, whatever. And then like later, I'll be like, why doesn't she like me? Like I will say a bunch of, like I am incapable of, because I have no problem with a quick jab, right?
Yes.
I have no problem just going for it. My problem then being like 20 seconds later, I'm like, oh, that was mean. Am I being a mean boy? Why did I do that? And then it's like, I should apologize. I shouldn't do this. But if I could just skip it all, if I just didn't say the first thing. But the jokes always seem really good.
You go through the steps of grief.
Yeah.
Like if somebody says they don't like you, first there's sort of like a shock and denial.
It's just like, oh, well, I don't like them either.
But you go to anger next.
Yeah.
See, the pain and the guilt, you kind of go straight to anger. And then it's pain and guilt.
Yes.
And then it's a little bit more acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do a shortened out of order version.
Yeah. It's the Mark scale.
Yeah. It's anger immediately.
Yes.
Then pain and guilt. And then acceptance.
Well, why doesn't everyone like me? Also, in a dream scenario, everyone would like me. Okay. But I wouldn't have to talk to them until like I wanted to.
Until you needed something.
Well, not even needed something, but it's like, you know, like when somebody's just like, I think a lot of this is being a male, all right?
Okay.
I think that girls are conditioned to, and I'm not trying to like, talk down to gender roles and be like, women be shopping. Mm-hmm. But like, girls, I feel like there's a lot more like, hey, let's just catch up.
Small talk.
Yeah, like my friend John came to visit me to watch the college football semifinals. And my wife was there, and he's my one of my best friends. My wife was there, and she's like, are you guys like fighting? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? We're having a great time. And she's like, we're just like sitting there next to each other. Like, you're not really talking that much. You're just like drinking beers and watching this game. And I was like, no, this is awesome.
Yeah, that's a great time.
This is it.
Yeah.
We are doing it right now. She was like, that's so weird. I would be like cackling with all my friends.
Yeah.
So I think there's something like when you call a guy to like, if I were to like, let's say we didn't do the show, we didn't see each other that much. And I just called you to be like, hey, Ryan, I just like wanted to see what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you need to catch a male in really the right moment to have that type of talk with any substance.
Fair enough.
Otherwise, it's just like, you know, things are good. Yeah. Sarah, how's Sarah? Sarah's good.
Good. I mean, everything's good.
Yeah, work is good. You know, same stuff. How are things with you?
Job's the same.
Okay. No. Oh, man. How about Tom Brady, right?
I think you can back me. Like, I'm an awful small talker. I'm awkward. I don't know what to say. I want out of the conversation as soon as possible. And I think you can. You might be able to tell me I'm crazy on this. But a conversation with me doesn't get good until an hour and two drinks in.
That is crazy amount of time to ask the average person to invest in potentially having a good conversation.
But no, but like the conversation gets good with me about an hour in after a couple drinks.
I guess I don't feel that way because I now like, you know, we have a base level of knowledge of one another.
Right.
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, when does a conversation with me get good? Never. Like, I mean, what am I doing?
No. You're better at the small talk than I am. You're way better at finding somebody and just having a short conversation.
This is why I'm the deal maker.
That's right.
Out of the two of us.
And I am not.
I always go to people and I'm like, what can we get from you? But let me smooze you. The only person to see through that is the woman in the office.